Federal hiring managers have a tough time these days. The public hears nothing but news of budget cuts, buyouts, reductions in force. Yet agencies across the board do have real and funded openings. For some advice on recruiting with credibility in times like these, Margo Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And I guess, Margo, maybe that's one of the ironies, is that very often, even when they're having rifts on one end or buyouts, agencies have legitimate hiring needs on the other side.
That's true. So thanks, Tom, for having me. So I think you make a really good point. Look, we're in an era of some uncertainty, right? We had a federal hiring freeze in the beginning of the administration, which has now been lifted. But there was an executive order issued to really focus on reducing the size of government. So across the board, you see a little bit of a mixed bag. Some agencies are actively hiring. Others are in a wait-and-see mode right now while they try to figure out what their long-term needs are going to be. But the bottom line is not only is a lot of planning going on in terms of future hiring needs, but there's a lot that agencies, HR and hiring managers can be doing to plan for the future, whether they have hiring needs right now or whether they have them in the future.
And what are some of the things you feel they could do?
Sure. So first of all, it's really important that agencies are marketing their agencies. So branding is really critical, branding and messaging. So, you know, if you're not sure what your agency's brand is, think about what are you known for? Are people aware of your work? What kinds of strategic outreach do you need to do to recruit top talent? Millennials are on social media all the time right now. And that's where they do their job hunting. But even if you don't have positions that you can post, it's really a great idea to be trying to get messages out there through Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Snapchat to showcase what your agency really does, showcase its mission, the type of work, the type of impact that it has. I'll give you a quick example. The Department of Interior, they have an Instagram account with 1.4 million followers, and they have a Twitter account that has between 3 and 4 million followers. Really large numbers of people that go there. And they're often looking at those beautiful pictures of different national parks around the country. And that's what maybe inspires them to follow Department of Interior. But what's great is that they recognize the brand. And even if they aren't hiring at the moment, they're continuing to engage and educate the public about their mission. And it will help keep their agency first and foremost on the minds of future job seekers.
And one of the great things about that marketing methodology is that it's free almost.
Exactly. So there's so many low-cost things that agencies can be doing. It's the branding. They're using the social media to really help the public understand their mission. The other thing we'd really recommend is that agencies, whether they're hiring right now or not, continue to nurture existing relationships that they have and also build new relationships with, you know, contacts on college and university campuses. This is a quieter time with school out, so it's a great time to just pick up the phone and have a conversation. Low cost, doesn't take a lot of time, to really be thinking through what are some different diverse talent networks, other associations that are important to have those relationships with. So even if you don't have a job in hand that you can actively go out there and recruit for, you can have those relationships in place. So the minute you do have a position, you can act on it.
And so as an agency, you should really participate, I should say, continue to participate in these types of job fairs and recruit outreach types of things. If nothing else, to build a base of people you can contact when you do have a job, but also to stay in the swim.
Absolutely. I think it's really critical that agencies are continuing to make sure that they're agency is first and foremost on the minds of future job seekers. And so participating to the extent possible in those kinds of events is really critical. And if they can't actually be on campus using social media, building those relationships, like I said, just picking up the phone and having a conversation with a career services representative, letting them know what's going on in your agency right now, just having that dynamic is really important. The other thing I'd mention is that there's a lot that agencies can do to really get their own house in order right now. So a lot of agencies are focusing on their workforce reduction plans per that executive order and also their long-term strategic plans. So this is a chance when they should be thinking about what are the skills that we need in our organization for the future. Even if we're not hiring right now, we may need a different type of skill set for the 21st century. And so what are the kinds of relationships that we need to be building? What is the type of targeted recruiting that we're going to do to get that talent? Those are the kind of conversations that should be happening internally right now.
We're speaking with Margo Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. You mentioned Interior. Any other agencies that do a particularly good job at this type of thing?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, all agencies are doing their best to highlight opportunities through social media. I know one thing that the Department of Homeland Security does is they have put together little videos that are kind of a day in the life of a federal employee, and they're showcasing some of these stories through Twitter. So that's just another great example. I think highlighting the type of work and the mission and the impact of the agency and getting those stories out there is really critical. It's also terrific to highlight stories of what your interns are working on, because they're your future talent pipeline. And so being able to help new young people understand what it might be like to be an intern in that agency is a great strategy.
Also, I think in some way of letting people know the impact that they can have in government at a relatively young age. I'm thinking of an interview I did of one of the partnership SAMMY's finalists just last week. Mm-hmm. This young woman, Flora Jordan, has helped completely redesign the Marine Corps body armor, something with enormous impact because it affects every Marine that's out there marching. And she's only 5 years out of engineering school.
That's a terrific example. I mean, those are the stories that we need the public to understand, just so that they understand more generally what the government does every day on their behalf. And we also need those stories out there to help inspire talent to come into the government.
So maybe the job now is to get the agencies themselves to maybe, especially those that are in the doldrums or looking at unfavorable appropriations prospects for the next year, to kind of get out of their doldrums and out of their stupor and stay in the fight.
I would absolutely recommend that agencies continue to be communicating and branding and marketing and sharing with the public what they do and thinking about what type of talent and skills they need for the future of their agency. And the reality is right now you have a president's budget, but you also have Congress going through the appropriations process. And so we don't know yet what funding is going to be allocated to each agency, and that may impact the bottom line as well in terms of recruiting and hiring at these agencies.
And I was thinking, if you're an agency like IRS or Social Security, where you're basically known for what you do, but I think often the public doesn't understand some of the functions that are deep within those agencies. Just last week, I was reading the report from the trustees of the Social Security Administration, and the signatory to this big report is their chief actuary. And so, yes, they write a lot of checks every week, but they also have squadrons of actuaries and accountants that figure out all this stuff. And I'm not sure the average person may know, hey, if you have a financial bent or you like predicting long-term trends using mathematical algorithms, Social Security is a great place to do that.
Exactly. So I think it's really about trying to demystify the mission of these federal agencies. They are big organizations, and there are all different types of talent that work in them. So I think it's important for the public to understand that what work is being done on behalf of the American people and to really tell their stories.
In some ways, I think the Obama administration did a lot of that, but maybe it was too narrowly focused in information technology, where they brought in a lot of people to help fix some of those issues. But that's just one slice of many.
True. So the IT sector is one area, but I think more broadly, more can be done across government to highlight these stories as well, for sure.
Margo Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.